This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Grand Junction veteran and business owner has been arrested in connection with the attack on the U.S. Capitol in 2021. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
The FBI arrested 41-year-old Dusty Higgins last week on four federal charges, including knowingly entering a restricted building and disorderly conduct on U.S. Capitol grounds. The agency says it was tipped off after Higgins posted photos and videos on social media of himself during the riot. He later told agents he entered the Capitol building through a broken window. Higgins served as a law enforcement specialist in the Navy from 2002 to 2007. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Survivors of the Club Q shooting and their advocates say they want faster distribution of aid money raised after the tragedy. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Mark Slaw is a Trinidad resident who had three relatives shot at Club Q last year. He says the nonprofit Colorado Healing Fund has started denying his requests for aid, including expenses for a recent visit to provide at-home recovery care for his sister.
And they need to stop pretending like they know what's best for my family. My family knows what's best for my family.
The Healing Fund has raised over $2 million in donations after the Colorado Springs shooting. At the state capitol this week, survivors called on the fund to speed up allocations. Those who run the fund say they're in the process of releasing more money and that they must also take the need for long-term aid into account. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
This is CPR News.